previously, formerly, they know it as a serum hepatitis. Just to differentiate it from hepatitis A, because you remember, hepatitis A, mode of transmission is fecal-oral, but this is serum hepatitis. That's why at that time they call it hepatitis A, serum hepatitis. It is a very big problem all over the world. It's a major public health problem all over the world. It is 100 times more infectious or more dangerous than HIV or AIDS. So it is highly prevalent all over the world. But luckily, we can prevent this disease because there is a very effective vaccine that could prevent the occurrence of the disease. The spectrum of this disease from clinical point of view, it is as any other hepatitis, it could be acute as well as chronic. From acute, it is self-limited, some of them self-limited, but some of them will be turned into a carrier. So it's self-limited disease. It could be either subclinical or, in another word, asymptomatic, or it could be symptomatic. About 70% of acute hepatitis B, it had a symptom. It is symptomatic. Regarding the chronic hepatitis B, please keep your mind here. The chronicity of hepatitis B, it is related to the age of the person. It is age-related disease. How it could die? About 5% when they infected of, adult, 5% of infected adult, they will never, or their body will never clear the virus. In another word, they will change into a carrier. This is in adult. While in the children, 30%, look at this, age dependent. 30% of the children, when they will be infected, their body will not clear the virus. Why? When the infection occurs in early children or via perinatal transmission, about 95% of those people, their body will not clear, 95%. So it is very big problem. They will change into a carrier and then chronic and then another sequence. We will talk about it now. So you can see it is age dependent. So as we say, 5% in adult, 30% in children, and 95% in early children and infant, or in another word, perinatal transmission, will not clear the virus from the body and they will develop chronic disease. And then they will develop, they will act as a carrier. Moreover, about 5-15% of those carriers, the virus will persist in their body for long life, and they will persistent carrier. They will become a persistent carrier, and then they will develop a consequence of the chronic hepatitis B, or progression of the disease will become more and more. They will develop liver cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, and many other liver disease. So this is very, very important. Please keep it in mind. Yes, you should know it. You should know it. Okay. So persistent hepatitis B virus infection may cause progression of the liver disease, hepatocellular carcinoma as well as chronic active hepatitis. Hepatitis B forms a dangerous alien. Moreover, it makes a dangerous alien with the hepatitis D, with the D or Delta virus. They become very, very dangerous combination of virus. It is a major global health problem all over the world. But of course, the prevalence of this disease varies from area to area. It depends on the situation of that country. About 2 billion people worldwide were infected with hepatitis, whether chronic or current diseases. 1.5 million people each year be infected by this disease. 1.5 million each year will be infected. 300 million people become chronically infected. Approximately 2 people die each minute. Each minute will die animals. Just now we said that hepatitis B is a serious public health problem all over the world, globally. It is a major public health problem. And we said that its prevalence is different from area to area according to the complex interaction between behavioral, environmental, and host factor. Of course, this is as any other disease. So, we said it is all over the world and it is different from area to area, but you know, okay? Globally, all the world were divided into 6 areas according to the WHO regions. These are the 6 areas: Western Pacific, having the highest prevalence of hepatitis B virus or infection, hepatitis B infection. 116 million people, you can see it, okay? Regarding our area, the Middle East, Eastern Mediterranean region, okay, 60 million. But on the other hand, the lowest is the WHO region of America. There's only 5 million. So you can see, of course, it is related to the complexity or interaction between behavioral, environmental, and host factor. Okay. Of course, it is the lowest prevalence among an area with the highest standard of living. So please keep it in your mind. Okay. Hepatitis B infection is a global problem. The bad thing that 66% of all the world of population living in the area where it is a high prevalence or in the area of a high prevalence of hepatitis B. So we say that there is a carrier in the hepatitis B, not like that of hepatitis A. According to the carrier state, okay, rate of the carrier, all the world were divided, or the endemicity of this disease divided into 3 areas: high endemic, intermediate, and the low endemicity. Please keep it in your mind. You should know it this. Tetekaron, hepatitis A also we divided into three areas of endemicity, high, intermediate, and low endemicity. Here also, but here we depended on the rate of the carrier. The high endemic area, when the rate of the carrier is 8% and more. 8% and more. Intermediate, it is 2 to 8% the carrier. It means the carrier rate is measured by surface antigen, presence of surface antigen. Of course, low endemicity, when the carrier rate is less than 2%. So you should know this. Okay, we will see. Hepatitis B is an endemic in China and other parts of Asia in this region. Why? Why it is so high? Because most of the infection occur among early children or when it occur perinatal infection. And just now we said when it is a perinatal transmission, the carrier state, the chronicity will be 95%. Or even more, and those will develop into a carrier. That's why it is in early childhood, 8 to 10% the chronicity. So it is within this range. In the Middle East, in our area, it is 2 to 5. So it means we are in the intermediate level of hepatitis B infection or carrier. In America, Western Europe, and North America, this is the one. So it is very low. In Jordan, in 1985, it was 9.9. It was in the high endemicity. But in 2017, it is 2.4. So we are in the intermediate. We hope we will reach into a lower endemicity, low endemicity of hepatitis. Please, you should know all these things. Okay. Coming to the epidemiology, you know, usually we study about the agent, host, and environment. This is the trial. Okay. Regarding, of course, the cause is, you know it, it is hepatitis B virus. It is highly contagious virus. Just now we say it. It's more than HIV. It's highly contagious. Okay. It is highly endemic in area. Just now we say hepatitis B is most commonly occurred by through vertical. What do you mean vertical? I am sure you know it. It means perinatal. From the mother to the baby, perinatal transmission. Okay. So it is highly endemic in this area, in perinatal. And also in this area, not only perinatal, that we call it vertical, but also we have transitional. Right? We have horizontal transmission. So we have two. We have vertical as well as horizontal transmission in the area of high endemicity particularly. How it occur in the horizontal? It means from child to child through physical activity, from child to child particularly, among children, from infected child to the uninfected child during the first 5 years of life. So all these are at potential. The development of a chronic infection is common in infant, as we mentioned just now. I don't like to repeat it. Okay? Infected from their mother, okay, and those also age less than 5 years. Transmitted also through contact with the blood and other blood product. You know, this is still, we are talking about the agent in the triangle of the infection. As you know, I am sure you know it, this hepatitis B virus having three distinct antigen: surface antigen, core antigen, and E antigen. Of course, for each antigen, there is antibody. These are very important because it is very important in diagnosis of the disease or diagnosis of the status of the diseased person. It is useful marker. What? Marker. It's a useful marker for the infectious disease. Now we finish with, still we are here. Regarding the reservoir, of course, man is the only reservoir for this disease. But the man here could be either a case or a carrier, not like that of hepatitis A. A only case, there is no carrier in A. But here, it could be either a case, could be either as a case or a carrier. The persistent carrier state has been defined as a person who have just surface antigen in his blood, her or his, for more than 3 months or 6 months. Persistent, more than 6 months. Carrier, 3 months. Okay. So, for more than 6 months as a persistent carrier. Presence of surface surface antigen. With or without E antigen. I am sure you know what indicate presence of E antigen. It indicates highly infectious. It indicates that this person is highly infectious. Cases may range from, as we said, from asymptomatic, subclinical, or to symptomatic. As a case, what are the infectious material? I am sure you know it. The main infectious material is the blood and blood product. Definitely you know it. But in addition, also, we have body secretion, like saliva, vaginal secretion, semen fluid, and all these. But most mainly is the blood and blood product in addition to the other body secretion. Okay, still we are talking about the agent. Resistance. This virus is, it quite stable. You remember when we talk about the agent. It can stay on the surface for more than 7 days. So this is the problem in the nosocomial infection. Okay. This is very important. So it is capable to survive for more than 7, not at least even more than 7 days in the environmental surface. So it is important in the occupational hazard. What do you mean by occupational hazard? Particularly in the healthcare, among the healthcare worker. For the health, this is healthcare workers. Okay? Be readily. And it is destroyed by sodium hypochlorite. You know, why do we study this? Because for the prevention of the disease. It is destroyed by sodium hypochlorite and also by sterilization, by autoclave. But this autoclave should be done for half to 1 hour. Not less than half an hour. By the way, I am talking with you. There is some bad nurse in المستشفيات, they put the instrument inside the autoclave, less than 5 minutes, and then take it out. So this is not sterilization. They should keep it 30 to 60 minutes inside the autoclave to be completely sterilized. And you remember what's the difference between sterilization and now, what's the period of communicability? I am sure you know it now. Hepatitis B is present in the body during the incubation period, so it is period of communicability. Okay, and usually several months. Okay, period acute phase, also during acute phase, and also during career. So it will stay for a long period of maybe several months, several years, could stay. In another word, the person or the period of communicability will be present as long as surface antigen is present in the secretion, particularly in the blood. So as long as presence, positivity of surface antigen, so this is the period of communicability is being existing. Now coming to the other angle of the trial, that is the host, of course, age. Just now we said it is age-dependent disease. Okay, it is affect all persons. Okay, but that's B, infectious are age-dependent, just now we said. Please tell me about it. It is age-dependent. But there is two sides of this age-dependent. In acute hepatitis, occur in approximately 1% approximately 1% in perinatal, 10% in child, and then 30% more than age 5 or more than age. So it is exactly the opposite what we mentioned just a few minutes ago regarding the chronicity. The chronicity is higher among perinatal, while the acute is lowest. The other age will become, okay? So you can see it is inverse to that of the chronicity. Please keep it in your mind. Mortality rate from fulminant hepatitis B approximately 70%. Very high. The development of chronic hepatitis, just now we mentioned, if you would like, we are going to repeat it. It is inversely related to the age, not like acute. So 95% of perinatal will be converted into chronic, and those will be more liable for the progression of the disease, in another word, for hepatocellular carcinoma, and for the chronic liver failure, okay? So perinatal, 30% in infected, we already mentioned, and 5% in those more than the age. Okay. Who are at risk? High risk group, of course. Certain groups certainly at a high risk, and at a high risk. Healthcare worker. Okay. So, healthcare worker and laboratory personnel at a high risk group. That's why you should have vaccine before you start your clinical training. So, healthcare worker and laboratory personnel are at a high risk group. Not only that, the surgeon, الجراحين, okay, they are 50 times greater at risk of hepatitis B than a general population. And you know what do you mean by this 50, either by odds ratio, you remember, or less risk. 50 times more. They are 50 times more than the general population. And they are more than twice of the other physicians. We are talking about the surgeon. They are more than twice that to get infection, hepatitis, I mean, B, and more than 50 times of the general population. So they are at a high risk. Okay, of course, recipient of blood, definitely, particularly before they apply performance of blood screening. Now, in most of the countries, even everywhere, okay, they do screening of the blood screening. Another risk group, homosexual, just now we see it. It is present in the anybody secretion, includes seminal fluid or vagina. And also, infant definitely, infant of the hepatitis B carrier mother, perinatal. And those are at the highest group. Recipient of a solid organ, definitely, and also patients who are immunocompromised person. So those are at high. So that's why serological screening and vaccination of a high-risk group is highly recommended in so many countries, according to the WHO. We will come later on. Also, hepatitis, those besides immunosuppressive or with the HIV, they are at a risk. The important thing that, look here, hepatitis B infection have a minimum effect on the HIV person. But HIV have a high increased risk of development of the any liver disease which affected the hepatitis B person. So this is also very important. Hepatitis, HIV is decreased the risk of development of hepatitis B associated liver cirrhosis and hepatocellular carcinoma. It be شكثير يأثر على ال HIV, while HIV يأثر كثير على hepatitis. Mortality rate increase among HIV positive due to the HIV virus. Incubation period 30 to 80, of course, 180, it means 1 month to 3 months, okay? But of course, it depends again and again on the mode of transmission and also as well as on the dose of infection. Okay. This is regarding that. Coming to the diagnosis, of course, as any other hepatitis. From a clinical point of view, we can diagnose. Okay. So most of the diagnosis, they depend on the presence of antibody. But also antibody is not enough, because we can't differentiate by the antibody between acute and chronic cases. So laboratory blood test is confirmed by to use it diagnosis between acute and chronic infection. We have to focus on the surface antigen as a carrier aura. In acute hepatitis B, the characteristics, the presence of surface antigen and IMG. You know it. I know you know it. We have to go. So during the initial phase of infection, patients are also seropositive for hepatitis E. We say hepatitis E antigen, sorry. For E, and E is also at the beginning, surface and E antigen. Presence of E antigen, it means there is a replication of the virus inside this body, and it means it is highly infectious. Just now we mentioned that. So presence of E antigen is a very, very important. It means that the person is highly infectious. And this is the table you can go through and to differentiate it. As we said, chronic infections characterized by presence of surface antigen, definitely, for at least six months, we can consider him as a chronic. So it is a principal or the main marker for the risk of the disease and for the risk of the development of chronic liver and hepatocellular carcinoma. In another word, also surface antigen used to detect the prevalence of the disease in that country, in that area. So also keep this point in your mind. Okay. Mode of transmission, of course, it is bloodborne disease. It is percutaneous, okay, or mucosa, okay. Exposure to infected blood and the blood product we already, and also to various and to other body fluid of infected person, طبعاً. Okay. Perinatal route is parenteral. Parenteral route, it is through the blood. Okay. Hepatitis B is a bloodborne infection. It's transmitted from infected blood and the blood product through transfusion, dialysis, through many things. Okay, all these handling of infected, that's why in the laboratory just now we say handling of the infected blood, and also during surgical operation, dental procedure, so many things, that's why it's in a healthcare worker. And also, other route, we have a lot. We have either through when tattooing, and ear piercing. All these are a mode of transmission. I am going very fast, okay? In addition, of course, although this is now it's very, very rare, reusing of the needle or syringes and sterilized, but currently there is disposable needle and syringes, but also very, very rare occur in some area. Perinatal transmission is very important. Just now we say it's a vertical. It is spread from the mother, from the carrier mother, hepatitis B carrier mother to her baby. Just now also we mentioned in a high endemic area, endemicity I mean, high endemicity area of hepatitis B, this is the the highest mode of transmission. It's most commonly spread of hepatitis from mother to the child, perinatal, or we call it vertical transmission. Okay, in addition, just now also we mentioned that in addition to the vertical, there is a horizontal, I mean from child to child. Although in other area, horizontal, they discuss it also among the family by using razor or using contaminated things between the family member. Also they call it horizontal transmission. So horizontal transmission, especially from infected child to the other during development of chronic infection, we already mentioned that will be higher when it is transmitted from parent. It's very common in the infant infected from the mother or those before 5 years old. It is so appear an important factor for a high prevalence. That's why for the high, we already mentioned this before. That's why the high prevalence of the hepatitis in this area, in the area of high endemicity. Okay, because of the most common transmission is the perinatal transmission. Okay. Majority of child born to hepatitis B, hepatitis E antigen positive mother will become chronically hepatitis surface antigen and A antigen become chronic. But what's the mechanism of occurrence or the transmission of this disease from the mother to her baby? Some of them, they said it is intrauterine transmission. Yes, there is little evidence about that, okay? Some of them, they said it is intrauterine. But mostly, they agree that this transmission occurs during the labor, during birth. There will be a leakage of blood, of the mother blood to the baby, to the baby circulation. When there is a leakage of this blood, okay, or leak of blood, maternal, to the baby, the infection. In addition, maybe the baby will injure during any minor injury to the baby, it will lead to the blood, infected blood from the mother goes to the baby. That's why it's mostly during labor or at birth. as a result of leak maternal blood into a baby's circulation or ingestion, even by ingestion of the maternal blood to the by baby, okay, of the maternal blood to the baby. Infection of the baby is usually anecteric. Anecteric, it means there is no jaundice. That's why asymptomatic. So the only things that we can, we have to detect surface antigen in his blood, in the baby blood, I mean, okay? And this will be between 60 and 120 days. So it takes long time. That's why for the prevention, we will discuss later on how can we prevent this. So it will be 2 months till 3 months after. Sexual transmission, of course, we say that there is ample evidence, there is a huge evidence about the transmission of the hepatitis B virus among sexual transmission. Male homosexuals are at a high risk, okay, of this disease, okay, just few minutes of this disease. Heterosexual also, not only homo, the hetero, multiple sex partner, and from the sex worker. You know what do we mean by sex worker? So this is a major. Other route, there is a lot of things. Just now we said horizontal transmission for children. Also, through tattooing, just now we said also. So many, okay. Ear piercing also. It's important occupation hazard, just now we said, particularly for the healthcare worker. Just we said it is stay on the environmental surface for at least 7 days. So, in a short, transmission occur through a variety of ways. It can spread either from the carrier, just now said, or from the case. The case could be asymptomatic or symptomatic. Okay, but no infection, I mean asymptomatic. And also during incubation period and during the convalescence. Who was at risk already we mentioned. Okay. Okay. Infant and children, 80 to 90% of the infant infected during first year of labor, first year of life, they will get chronic infection. And already we mentioned all these things. Prevention and control. You are responsible about this, please. I am not going to repeat it. Thank you very much.